Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Wayne Cruz being back on the show. Wayne is a long-time member of our Brain Trust, going way back to the basically the beginning of all the things that we do here. He's Vice President for Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. But the thing that you probably know him most about from the show, and maybe in other through other outlets, is his outstanding 10,000 Commandments report that he does every year on the state of regulations, the regulatory state of America, this silent taxation machine that you and I have to deal with all the time. And he's here with the 2014 edition. Wayne Cruz, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. I thought we could talk about guitars, but we'll talk about this.
I'd rather talk about guitars. Did you see the? Did you watch any of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I did see some of it.
It's pretty good.
Good stuff.
Some serious guitar music there.
All the nostalgia guys are back on tour.
Exactly. No, we've been going to some of those. So nine folks. Think about this. According to our buddy Wayne here, for the last 21 years. The United States government has passed and promulgated and put into force 9 regulations a day. Every day of your life for the last 21 years, 9 new ones. Wayne, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about some of these things before, and I think it's interesting how as a small firm grows, you've got to assemble everything to hire one employee. Then as you hire one, you've got paperwork to do, then at 5, then at 10, in 15, and now with Obamacare, everybody stops at 49 or goes part time. But yeah, Jim, what happened was, the federal budget and spending and the debt are always in the news. And back when I started this report, it has been a long time. So like I told you, it means y'all are getting old, but I've been doing this thing for way too long to try to look at the hidden tax of regulation. But just this past year, for example, Obama had issued a federal budget proposal of $3.9 trillion. And we're now in the era of regular, close to $4 trillion federal annual spending budgets. And so I got curious long ago about regulation, just as you called it, a hidden cost, a hidden tax. I thought there's got to be some way of coming up and measuring it. And there are not a lot of hard numbers out there, although I've started to pull some together in a separate report called Tip of the Cost Bird. But you can pull together numbers of federal register pages, numbers of rules by department or agency, rules in sectors, paperwork costs, and things of that sort. And so I've been doing this for a long time. And I think, I may give a lot of negative-sounding numbers in this, but I don't have a negative message because, as we've talked about before and as we'll probably wrap up here, there are things you can do about this.
But Wayne, we've been saying this for years. For you and I've been for a dozen years at least. You and I've been talking about this and probably more. And we keep saying there are things you can do.
Yeah.
We're going the wrong way. I keep thinking about. I was just thinking as you were talking about this, Wayne, about global warming. Right.
Right. The
people are so upset. The folks on the left, especially, are so upset about climate change, and they're worried about. They're worried about the collapse and the losses of the glaciers, right? Of the Arctic ice, right? They're receding.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? What do we have to do to make regulations recede? What do we have to do to cause?
Wait for
the payoff. What do we have to do? What do we have to do to get regulation warming? Regulation change. What do we have to do for that? And we don't seem to be making it happen.
Well, I always say it'd be nice if we were doubling GDP instead of doubling the number of regulations.
No kidding.
But I think we can. There's a couple of good proposals. Marco Rubio has proposed a regulatory budget, which we've talked about on the show. That idea has been around for a long, long time. The different environment, though, a couple things have to happen. Back when we got regulatory reform in the 90s, you had unfunded mandates reform and some cost-benefit analysis reform. That was back during the era when we did major welfare overhauls.
Mm-hmm.
You have governors storming into the USA ticked off about the cost of regulation in their states and in localities. And things like that have to occur sometimes. Now we're at the point where it's clear we're not cutting spending, so regulatory reform is one of the only things left. But what I take heart in this is there is in virtually every speech now from politicians, and even on the left sometimes, it's not just about spending in the budget, but it's also about cutting regulations.
Sunset. We have to introduce regulations to the concept of sunset. We're going to talk about that. We come back after these messages. More to come on this report, the 10,000 Commandments Report by Wayne Cruz, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.